best value, selection, and service for 57 years. Work, learn, and play at a Johnny Walker RV today.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? I promise never to take more money than you.
Paul Powell. More lawyer.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Hurricane Sally hits the Gulf Coast, with weather forecasters saying it will cause dangerous flooding well inland in the days ahead.
Trapped in a hotel in downtown Pensacola, Florida, surrounded by flood water, rain pouring down, Jordan Hughes and her two kids were trying to stay calm, her 8-year-old son hiding under the desk.
Everything out here is totally underwater.
That includes her car, which the family used to escape their mobile home in.
Hopefully everybody got out okay.
Unfortunately not in Orange Beach, Alabama. Mayor Tony Keenan says rescue crews got more than 100 calls.
A good number of them were essentially home rescues, rising water. We brought them to our community center and sheltered them. And they'll be there for a while because most of them home is still filled with water.
He says they're bracing for even more flooding as the rain continues. I'm Julie Walker.
At a Justice Department news conference, Deputy Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen says they're charging 7 defendants, including 5 Chinese hackers, in a cyber criminal scheme attacking more than 100 companies and institutions worldwide.
We have unsealed 3 indictments that collectively charge 5 Chinese nationals with computer hacking and charge 2 Malaysian nationals for helping some of those hackers target victims and sell the fruits of their hacking.
The Justice Department did not directly link the hackers to the Chinese government, but officials said the hackers were probably serving as proxies for Beijing because some of the targets, including pro-democracy dissidents and students in Taiwan, were in line with government interests. Those targets are a trademark of espionage, said acting U.S. Attorney Michael Sherwin of the District of Columbia, where the indictments were filed. On Wall Street today, a mixed day. The Dow up by 36 points, but the NASDAQ dropped 139, with the S&P 500 lower by 15. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-45-BIBLE. That's 833-45-BIBLE. 833-45-BIBLE.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
It's 3:04. This KMCQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. 1 month into dealing with the backlog of jobless claims, Nevada's Unemployment Task Force is just beginning to discover the scope of the logjam. Task Force head Barbara Buckley says they've cleared about 14,000 claims over the past month, but she estimates there are an additional 60,000 outstanding cases for traditional unemployment claims. They add up to 20,000 outstanding claims for those under the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program. Buckley told the Review Journal the unemployment office now has 839 employees and is expected to add some 350 more staffers to deal with that backlog. Using $50 million in federal relief funds, Clark County officials expect to help as many as 15,000 households struggling with house payments due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Clark County Commission has approved a deal with the Nevada Housing Division for $20 million in CARES Act funds for the county's housing assistance program, adding some $30 million already set aside by the county. Well, it's payback time for Nevada's power company. Come October 1st, NV Energy will be sending out one-time credits of $53 for single-family homes.
KACQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
As we take a look at the traffic cams right now, we are getting some moderate flows as you work your way past the stadium there on Interstate 15 northbound near Tropicana, also southbound at Owens. And on the Beltway 215, you'll touch the brakes there westbound at the 15 interchange.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Kevin Wall with you. So good to have you with us. I am so pleased because he's back. Even the hardest working people get time off for good behavior. And so it is with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, who is with us. Chuck, how you been, my friend? How was your time away?
I was in San Diego camping with the family. My daughter came in from Virginia to surprise her baby brother for his birthday, and everything was just fantastic. A little bit of smoke up in the sky, but otherwise it was perfect.
Did you get a chance to keep track at all of the president during his multiple appearances both in northern and southern Nevada?
I followed it as best as I could without ruining a vacation. So, I did follow it a little bit. I can never get completely away.
Well, in case you missed it, with the president's arrival, our governor, King Sisolak, decided he wanted to weigh in with a statement, and he sounded a little PO'd.
Yeah, he is so embarrassing and has embarrassed himself even further with this. It's so obvious. He never came out and condemned the Black Lives Matter protests, which occasionally devolved into riots, looting, and shooting. And yet, you know, a rally for the president, and it's not the first time. He did it to the Evangelicals for Trump rally at the Ahern Hotel a couple of weeks ago, and now the president himself came in, and he likes to wash his hands and try to pretend he had nothing to do with it. But the fact that there's any problems at all comes from the top. It's all because of Sisolak's, quote, emergency orders that really nobody thinks we should be still under at this point.
A guy that I think I have met a couple of times in my 10 years in this community, I don't think I've ever interviewed him, but Don Ahern is a fascinating guy. He spoke at the rally on Sunday night, and I got to tell you, it was he was he was really interesting, and a guy that is courageous and willing to, you know, not just talk the talk, but walk the walk as well. Does he have any political aspirations?
I don't think so. I think he's a very successful businessman who has a huge, huge company to run, and I don't think he'd be able to take time away from that business to get involved in politics. But he's been very generous in supporting candidates who he believes are pro-business and pro-free market and pro-individual rights. And he is, you're right, I mean, he's just a great guy, and he's always been there for conservatives when they needed him. And I wish whatever it is that he's got in his bloodstream, we could extract and inject into some of the Republican elected officials, because he did more in one night in opposing Governor Sisolak's emergency shutdown orders than I think the entire collective of the Nevada legislature, I'm talking about Republicans, and they're like, they're deaf mutes. They don't speak up. They rarely say anything at all. And there's no real opposition party in the state of Nevada at this point.
Well, and I'm just wondering, as we move forward and we look for somebody to run against Sisolak or some other Democrat in 2022, you got to ask yourself the question, who's out there to do it? And I'm looking at a guy that could self-fund a campaign fairly easily for governor if he so chose. We need somebody with some backbone that will go up against King Sisolak, because he operates like a king.
All right, I'm with you on that one, and I've got a draft order in place then. I'm ready to go. I say it's draft Kevin Wall for 2022.
Let me ask you, though. I mean, you've been out there among the people. You've been out camping in California. You've traveled the state. What is your sense of the election now 48 days away?
Oh, I feel a lot better. I've been optimistic all along. The summer, of course, we got all the suppression polls and the media hits against Trump trying to make us worry about, you know, where he is. Donald Trump, I believe, is going to win Nevada. I think he's going to win Nevada big. He's going to win re-election in a landslide. And I hope and believe that his success in Nevada is going to shock the fake news media. I think the Democrats are starting to see it, but of course they won't say so out loud. But I think the president's going to do so well in Nevada that he's going to have enough coattails to pull across the finish line a few Republicans that otherwise you wouldn't think would have a chance to win in 2020.
You know, I keep asking myself the question, what is it that's going to tip the scales? And one of the things that I've kind of decided on, and I talked with the folks, I did a hit on Fox on Saturday morning with Leland Vitter. And one of the things that we talked about was what's different between 2016 and 2020. And one of the things I mentioned is the Hispanic vote, which if the national trend continues, there are going to be a lot of Hispanics. In fact, the president quoted one of the polls, 52% of Hispanics approve of the job the president's doing nationally. Now, if that continues here locally, the Democrat Party is dead.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And Sisolak, Governor Sisolak, has only helped the president in this regard. Nobody with an IQ over room temperature believes that Donald Trump is responsible for the COVID crisis. On the other hand, everybody in Nevada believes that Governor Sisolak is responsible for the economic crisis. That's on him, and it's bad in a lot of states, obviously. It's a terrible hit on the economy for everybody, but it's so much worse here and so much more pronounced because his administration has so fouled up the unemployment system at DETR, the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation, that there are still, if I read in the paper correctly this morning, there's still, I believe, 40,000 people who still haven't had their claims processed dating back to last March 17th. That's unbelievable. And that's after a month ago he reported a rapid repair unemployment czar in Barbara Buckley to fix the problem. And here we are a month later, well, more than a month later, almost a month and a half, and the problem still hasn't been fixed. So I do believe that Donald Trump is benefiting from Governor Sisolak's massive incompetence in handling this whole thing.
And by the way, a gentleman, Jim Dallas, on the news at the top of the hour, gave us numbers, revised numbers, I guess, that 14,000, this is according to Barbara Buckley, 14,000 had been paid, another 40,000 in regular old-fashioned unemployment, and another 20,000, so a total of 60,000 are pending, and some of those are the ones that are related to the pandemic. So 60,000 are still pending. They still haven't paid them.
And, I mean, you go beyond that. We're still leading the nation in unemployment because the governor has kept us shut down. And so you, even people who have gotten their unemployment claims, if I'm not mistaken, Kevin, I believe that those who filed initially on March the 17th, when the shutdown first started, I believe their unemployment benefits expire this weekend.
Oh, wow.
So they're going to have to then apply to get extended benefits, and we'll see whether or not there are any problems with applying to get the extra 13 weeks of extended benefits. And we also had, the president used FEMA money to boost the unemployment by an extra $300 a week. Well, Governor Sisolak was the last state in the country to even apply for it, and it was just recently approved. So, you know, a lot of folks in other parts of the country already got their $300 extra per week. We're still waiting. We just now got the application approved. So, like I say, the level of incompetence by the Sisolak administration in handling this thing from top to bottom has just been unbelievable.
So, Chuck, let me just ask you, election is 48 days away. And I guess my question to you would be, with 48 days to go, Sisolak is not on the ballot, but is he going to be a part of this election?
Well, and that goes to Republicans in this state. Governor Sisolak absolutely should be on the ballot in every single race from top to bottom. Every Republican should be running against how Sisolak has handled this whole situation and continues to handle it. And I want to know, where are the Republicans in the legislature screaming to the high heavens that this man has abused the emergency privilege? The emergency, such as it was that existed on March the 17th, expired a long time ago. This man should not have these unilateral authoritarian powers to control our destinies. Look, if you're afraid of catching COVID, or if you're in a high-risk category, stay home, wear a mask, stay 60 feet away from everybody, but leave the rest of us alone to go about our lives. If you can open up the casinos and have thousands of people roaming the floors and playing games, you can open up for conventions. Our kids can start playing Little League again. The soccer field should be full. I mean, it's time to put an end to this. But, Kevin, I don't hear a single Republican in the state calling for that.
Yeah. More coming up with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. And don't forget, just a little more than an hour from right now, I'm going to be giving away a Visa gift card. Yeah, at 4:20 every afternoon, beginning this afternoon, 4:20, be listening. We'll tell you how you can win your Visa gift card. We'll do that in about an hour. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue with Chuck Muth on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited-time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Prevention is important. Help prevent the spread of illness and keep yourself and others well. Here are some of the most effective ways you can prevent the spread of germs. Wash your hands by scrubbing thoroughly with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds. And always wash before you touch your face, eat, or drink. Use hand sanitizers in addition to hand washing or where soap and water are not available. Limit sharing of items such as utensils, cups, and dishes. Avoid all physical contact with others, including handshakes and kisses. Practice social distancing by maintaining a distance of 6 feet from others. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Avoid contact with ill individuals and insist they isolate themselves. Sanitize frequently touched surfaces in your home and workplace several times a day. An ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. Download the free booklet at Scientology.org/stay well.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ. What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7. Great food, great atmosphere. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Joining us as he does each and every Monday when he's not camping somewhere, or Wednesday rather, I should say, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. And let me just ask you about local races. And we always talk about the importance of the local races, judges. And a quick question, how do we judge judges? I have a lot of people come up to me and say, what do you think about this judge? What do you think? And a lot of times I don't know anything about them. How do we judge the judges?
Yeah, it's tough. I sure wish that there was a conservative libertarian watchdog group that you know, sort of like what the American Conservative Union does for legislators, where they rate them on different criteria. I wish there was a group similar to that here in Nevada that would look at the judicial records of judges. And it does make a difference. And we're seeing it around the country right now, Kevin, with these riots. After the police were finally allowed to start arresting the rioters in some of these cities, the problem was they arrest them at night, and they're let go the next morning by the judges on their own recognizance, and they go right back into the streets that same night. Now, I loved what the judge did in Pennsylvania and Lancaster. I mean, he shut those riots down real fast. But after the people were arrested there, he set bail for 9 of the rioters in Lancaster at $1 million apiece. All of a sudden, people said, oh, I'm not getting out of jail tomorrow morning. I'm going to be in here indefinitely because there ain't no way I can get $1 million in bail. So it really is important, and I think we're a lot of voters who haven't paid attention to judges in the past will pay attention now. And the thing that you want to look for is whether or not the judge is on the side of the public defenders or whether he's on the side generally of the prosecutors. Because the public defenders, they don't want anybody in jail. They want to let them free, get out of jail free cards. And prosecutors want people who have broken the law to pay the penalty. Now, in some cases, I think that maybe there's cause for some reform in the judicial system. Maybe we shouldn't be throwing people in jail for a parking ticket. I mean, there's different circumstances, but by and large, just saying that everybody who comes in that's arrested should be released on their own recognizance is just absolutely crazy.
We're going to be visiting with Pam Bondi, the former Florida Attorney General. She is on the Trump bus tour in Florida. Law and order, is it going to resonate 48 days from now? And if so, with whom? With what voting bloc?
Oh, it already has, and it will continue. I wish these riots and protests would stop because we've had our lives disrupted enough as it is. But politically, if they don't, it only helps. Every time you have one of these riots every night in Portland, you're only helping to reelect President Trump. And from what I've seen in recent polls over the past couple of days, there are people in these urban cities who can't stand Donald Trump but are furious over what's going on in their city with the breakdown in law and order. And they're thinking, you know what, Trump's going to crack down on these guys. He's on the side of law and order. Joe Biden, he's on the side of the appeasers and let them go. And I think people are going to be shocked on Election Day at just how widespread and how deep the president's reelection is.
I want to ask you about local races. We talked a little bit about judges, but are there some local races you're going to be following in particular and that you're going to put a little special emphasis on?
Yeah, the big one, of course, is the 3rd Congressional District. You've got incumbent Representative Susie Lee being challenged by the Republican nominee, Dan Rodheimer. And Rodheimer, he's something else. I mean, there's no moss growing under his feet. He's out there campaigning like crazy. He's active. There's energy in his campaign. And Susie Lee is just boring. And the stuff that I see from her campaign, it's just the same old pablum, just talking points. And I think that there's a real chance, again, if the president does very well in Nevada and has coattails, I think he could pull Dan Rodheimer over because we're seeing the nationalization to an extent of this election. And it's not about so much Dan Rodheimer versus Susie Lee. It's a matter of Nancy Pelosi versus Donald Trump. And I think everybody can see what's happened over the past 2 years with Pelosi and the Democrats controlling Congress. And if you're tired of that, if you want to see this logjam broken and you want to see things moving forward again, you got to replace Pelosi. And in order to replace Pelosi, you got to replace Susie Lee. In a way, as goes CD3 in Nevada, goes the country. If we can't knock out Susie Lee with Dan Rodheimer, we probably can't take back the House.
Do we have to worry? Because the only TV ads I see right now in that race are the negative Rodheimer ads relative to his past. And they're pretty brutal. I mean, they're really tough. We all knew that the Democrats would end up running these kind of ads, but they've been doing it, and they've been running a lot of them.
Yeah, it's standard fare. It's almost cookie cutter the way they do these types of ads. They're so over the top that the few people who are actually watching them I don't think very many are persuaded by it, the undecided voters. And again, Kevin, I don't even think there's as big of an undecided vote out there as we normally would see. Normally you would see a lot of undecided because, frankly, nobody knows really who Susie Lee is, and certainly not a challenger who's not in office. It's real tough. But people are looking at, okay, who's the Democrat? Who's the Republican? The Republican is with Trump. The Democrat's with Pelosi.